At Husker Harvest Days, we're going to visit with Bryce Knorr, who is Grain Market Analyst for Farm Progress. And Bryce, you just did a presentation here at the show. What was the main takeaway?
Well, what I told folks today was I'm once again optimistic about opportunity in the grain market. A year ago, I think I surprised people by saying I was optimistic. I was one of the few people who wasn't completely pessimistic. I wasn't talking about $8 corn or $15 soybeans, but I was talking about the opportunity to make a profit. And I think we saw that opportunity over the past year. I think we're going to see it again, particularly in the corn market, because world supplies are tightening, and that's going to help lift our prices. It also looks like production will be below demand for another year, as long as farmers don't plant too many acres and don't have a seventh year in a row of above average yields. So I'm pretty optimistic about corn. For soybeans, my research shows a lot of fellas hedged up around half their crop. And if you're 50% priced on that spring rally, and you add in the $1.65 a bushel on 50% of your bushels from USDA as compensation for the trade problems, you may have a profit. And the key, I think, is going to be using conservative storage strategies, which is if you're hedged, you can roll those hedges to, let's say, you know, July hedge to arrive contracts. There's a 46 cents carry from November to July. Basis is terrible here in Grand Island, where I think it was $1.40 under, but we'll see that appreciate. So there's potential, I think, to do a storage hedge this year in soybeans, which we almost never see.
So the I guess the overall ag economy, when you look at the health of economic health of farmers, you look at land prices, cash rents, what are you seeing right now?
Well, the percentage of farmers who are actually financially vulnerable, that is, they have high debt and negative cash flow, is still only around 4%, according to my research. And that really hasn't varied much last few years. So the number of farmers who are really being hurt by this is still fairly small. There are more high-debt farmers, but we're talking about an increase from 13% to 16%, so not massive. And it looks like net farm income, once you add in the USDA aid, will be about the same as it was in 2017, which is much better than 2016. So yeah, things are not great, and a lot of folks are going to be watching every penny, but they may not be as dire as many of the headline writers are predicting.
Trade is the big topic of conversation, of course, and the farmers I talk to, most of them are still pretty patient on trade, seemingly willing to go a little longer before they really start to get concerned about it. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, I did a survey of growers back in August, which basically said that they're concerned about trade. Many of them are willing to give the Trump administration time for this all to work out. And you can point to some evidence that it is impacting Chinese growth. There's talk about the Chinese GDP growth maybe down 1%. So it's starting to hurt them. And the question is, does that make a difference? Now, the good news is that we're still sending soybeans to China. Yesterday's export inspection report showed another ship loaded off the PNW bound for China, and that's six that have slipped underneath the tariff. One got diverted to South Korea, but it looks like six have made it, about 14 billion bushels. Now, that's a drop in the bucket for a 4.5, 4.6 billion bushel crop, but it's something. And when you look at the price out of the Gulf for October shipments, including freight, the U.S. price versus the Brazilian price, our beans are at a 25% discount. And guess what the tariff is? 25%. So if the Chinese government will permit it, and so far they have, some beans could actually start moving.
I know you also have surveyed farmers about their planting intentions for next year, and of course those can change pretty drastically, but right now more corn, less beans?
Right, looks like about 2% more corn, 2.5% less soybeans. And actually, the August numbers don't change that much on average. The average variance is only 1.5% for corn, 2.5% for soybeans, from our March survey till USDA's March, from our August survey to USDA's March planting intentions. Some years a little more than that, some years a little less, but you know, sometimes the plans don't change too much. And if they change at all, if we see higher corn prices, that'll lure more corn, less soybeans.